USA News Update. The United Auto Workers Union is growing its strike against General Motors. Shortly after the union announced a tentative deal with Stellantis over the weekend, the UAW said it will order roughly 4,000 workers to walk out of GM's Spring Hill Assembly Plant in Tennessee. The auto workers have been on strike since September 15th. In Florida, Tampa police are reporting two people are dead and 18 others were injured in a shooting after a fight between two groups broke out in the streets early yesterday morning in Tampa's Ybor City. Officers were present when the incident happened just before 3 a.m. local time. Authorities believe there were at least two shooters involved. Well, it's true, a lot of us do like to eat them like popcorn, and believe it or not, they have their own national day, as today is National Candy Corn Day, as Halloween is just hours away. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.